Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me, I have a very full studio and it's very exciting. We're going to talk about Girls on the Run. I have Brian Sparks, Diana Twaddle, and Kim Johns. They're all participating, but we'll have the secret weapon of the girls talking in a little bit. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Holly?
I'm very good. Everyone suddenly became alive. So this is the fifth year of Girls on the
Run. Yes, it is. It's the fifth year here in Sitka, and I think our best year so far. Would you agree, Diana?
Every year's been great, but it's been a wonderful one.
Yeah, it's our fifth year, and the season's just ending right now, and we're looking forward to continuing into the first forever, probably.
Wow, that's a lofty goal.
It is.
I hope you live that long.
Thank you. Me too.
So, give me a brief rundown. It's not just an activity program for girls,
right? No, it's not just about running, although it is about physical activity. But it's more about empowering girls to be better. I don't want to say better people. That's the wrong term. But it's create healthier relationships between girls, connect them more with each other, with peer groups, with adults, and connect girls with their families and with schools. So it's about making a stronger community overall.
So you're sort of feeding the mind, body, and soul. You're sort of doing this
exactly.
Sort of complete approach.
And it's done through running. It's done through this physical activity, which tires out the girls, and then the coaches will lead the girls through a processing activity. How did that feel? How did it feel when your teammates were cheering you on? How did it feel when, you know, Kim can maybe talk more about that. That's how it's done, and it's been really effective.
And Kim, you're a first-year coach?
Yes.
And what is that like?
It's been really fun. At first, I was a little scared, but the girls, we just all became a team right away and got to work together and grow and learn together, and it's been really fun.
And is there something easier about sort of asking these empowerment questions after someone has just done like 100 yards?
Yeah, it is. You find courage to push through things that, you know, they're little, so you didn't maybe think you could do. And we do it together. And then after a debriefing, you realize how strong you are. And it's been cool to see that growth in the girls.
And were you a runner before you started working with them?
Yeah. In my free time, I like to jog and run. But this is my first race. And so I guess after this weekend, I can call myself a runner for sure.
Oh, I think you were a runner before.
Yeah.
And Diana, you're a counselor at the school. And how do you play a part in this?
I help with logistics for the program and coordination with a safe shelter and just getting the word out to families and students and encouraging girls to participate.
Is it hard to recruit girls?
You know, the first year we really had to do a lot of publicity for the program, but after that it really took off, and we've had lots of families and students ask each year when they come back in the fall, when is Girls on the Run going to start? So it's pretty exciting. It's not hard to get girls to sign up now at all.
Well, maybe we should talk to the girls. We have three fabulous runners with us today, and maybe they can step up to the mic and introduce themselves.
My name is Rebecca Warren.
My name is Annalise Conforti.
My name is Michelle Maitarina.
Michelle, maybe you can answer this first question. How long have you been a runner?
This is my first time, so probably like almost half a year, probably.
Half a year. And how does running make you feel?
Like better about myself.
Yeah? Good. And maybe we can have someone else tell us how running makes them feel.
It makes me feel good about myself.
And do you have other friends? Did you meet new friends in this program?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, and I'm going to have one more question. Is this your first race coming up?
No.
No, tell me about your first race.
My first race was at a 4th of July race, and I got second place.
Second place is good.
Awesome.
I think finishing is good when you get to be a little bit older. And then I want to ask you ladies one more question. I run, but not very well, so I need some running advice. So maybe we can start with one piece of advice of how I should, anything about running, getting started.
You should like run starting with probably like a mile. And then when you get used to running, you should just start like doing more miles per day.
All right. Good advice. Second piece, please.
Maybe when you start running, start out kind of slow. And then when you're like in the middle of it, like kind of speed up.
That's pretty good too. Okay. Third one's a charm. What's the third piece of advice?
You kind of want to start kind of slow, but as you get to the finish, you kind of want to go faster.
Okay, a little bit faster. And I could actually run with these ladies this Saturday?
Yes, yes. We are having a 5K fun run, and everybody, including you, Holly, everybody in the community is invited. So you can come out, you can run. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather report looks amazing. It's going to be sunny out. And I know it's the weekend before the Julie Hughes triathlon. So if any of the runners want to, whether they're in the triathlon or not, if you want to come out and run with the girls, that would be awesome. We like to pair up all the girls with a running buddy. So while they're running through Totem Park, they have an adult that they're with who can encourage them, or vice versa. Maybe the girls are encouraging the adult to keep running and to finish the race. And it's just good to have the support system right there.
And that's what I need, the support to finish the race. The adrenaline would kick in for that first mile. And then I'm going to need all three of these ladies.
Yes. And they'll be there, too. And so that starts, the running starts at 11:30. We're asking people to start showing up. And we have a face paint table. We have a colorful hairspray table. We have stickers and, like, fake tattoos. So, like, in a celebration, we have speakers. Dana Twaddle's going to speak. It's going to be amazing. And right before the race.
There was jaw-dropping awe in here.
And, yeah, so come on out 10:45 on Saturday. The running starts at 11:30 and right in front of the Sitka Sound Science Center. It's a run through Totem Park.
And it's Girls on the Run. Are men allowed to run with them?
Of course, yeah. I'll be running, so I hope so.
Okay, and how come, and we didn't bring this up, why is it important for this to just be a girls' program?
Well, that is a good question.
Thank you.
That's a curveball. I didn't see that one coming.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. It's important that girls have their own space. It's also important that boys have their own space. We're developing here in Sitka, or at Southeast Alaska, we're in partnership with a program in Juneau, a boys program similar to Girls on the Run, so that boys can have similar empowerment lessons. And it's going to be more based on Tlingit knowledge and Southeast Alaska traditional values, then Girls on the Run, which is a national program.
Okay. And is this the end of the running season for the girls?
Yes. Yeah. So the end of this week, the 5K on Saturday is the last Girls on the Run event.
Terrific. Are you ladies going to continue running even after the race this summer? Okay, lots of nodding. Okay, very good. And if folks are inspired after the race and they want to get their daughters involved, what is the age group that we're working with?
The age group that we're looking at is grades 3 through 5. So they could just contact me at Keet Kushihin or someone at the safe shelter.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, I look forward to seeing everyone at the event 5K.
Yes, 5K.
This
3.1 miles.
Walking's welcome.
Walking is welcome, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, because I could do like a walk jog thing as long as I get a buddy. Well, I'd like to thank all my guests for joining me this morning to talk about Girls on the Run. Thank you.